Something I've found when I compose is that for any piece, either I know the title before I ever write a note, or I feel like I never truly know the title. Sleep Furiously is definitely one of the former. The title, Sleep Furiously, comes from a nonsense phrase written by linguist Noam Chomsky. The full phrase is, "Colorless green ideas sleep furiously." Now, that doesn't mean anything. That's sort of the point. Although all the words, when put in that order, make grammatic sense, there's no meaning. The definitions of the words mean that when put together in this way, it's total nonsense. It doesn't mean anything to be colorless green. How does one sleep furiously? To me, that was actually the starting point for the piece. The poetry in those weird little paradoxes and those weird connections that don't quite make sense, but are beautiful nonetheless. I started working on Sleep Furiously about 3.5 years ago. My teacher at the time, Steve Stuckey, was working with the Albany Symphony, and their conductor, David Allen Miller, had been making a point of whenever they had an established composer working with the orchestra, he would ask them to recommend one of their students or a young composer they knew who would be a good fit for a commission to write a short piece for the orchestra. This was a huge deal for me. I'd written for orchestra before, but it was always for class or for student orchestras. This was the first time a professional orchestra had approached me and specifically asked for a piece. It was the biggest project I'd ever taken on, and I couldn't have been more excited. About halfway through working on the piece, in February of 2016, Steve Stuckey passed away rather suddenly after a short illness. It was a very devastating event for a lot of people, his family and friends, of course, but also for his many students and for, you know, the many musicians and colleagues and many people who looked up to him and for whom he was a real model for how to be a composer in today's world, you know, how to be a musician, but also how to be a good citizen of the world of the arts, how to not just look out for your own artistic vision, but how to support the vision of others. I was about halfway through Sleep Furiously at that point, and I think I might have started the piece almost entirely over that middle of February of that year with just a month and a half left to write it. I don't think I was consciously trying to respond to how I was feeling at the time, but it was sort of impossible not to. And so I think this piece will always have that sort of strange meaning for me, both this wonderful gift from an important mentor, but also this sort of encapsulation of a moment of losing that same mentor and losing that guidance that was so important to me as a young artist.